Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Simon Shin Yud Aleph. We are in the middle of Sif Bais, and we are continuing Sif Katon Yud Gimel. And when it was Sif Katon Yud Gimel, is the Ramah. The Ramah had just said the following. Let's look inside once again very quickly. Rama said that it's also to be metaltal a mace with a kikar or a tinok, the non-muksa item, if it's for the tzorech of the kohanim. If it's for the kohanim who can't go and be in the house with the mace overhead, or for any other reason, meaning the kula and the leniency of moving a mace with a kikar and a tinok, or a tinok, is specifically for the reasons above. Either we saw the issue of the mace becoming masriach, or we saw the situation of the fire, but not letzayach kohan. So let's look at the mission. Yeah. Oh, the Ramak continues. In a Yehudi yesh matirin, there are those that allow, he says, moving the mace in such a situation for the Kohanim via a non-goy, via a non-Jew, meaning Amir la'akum would be okay to have them move the mace away so the Kohanim do not have the mace and the tuma present. And he says, V'chein ra'isi no'agim l'tzorech mitzvah ochas. And he says, and we see that this actually is the minhag, to that one can go ahead and move a mace for a mitzvah or a chasana. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katon Yud Gimel, Letzorech Kohanim. So you can't just stam go ahead and put a kikar or a tinok on a mace in order to prevent the Kohanim from being tamei in the same room as a mace. She yucholim liyos bebatayin, shahayu tachas agag echad im hamace. The idea is to, as we just said, to have the Kohen be able to stay in their house with the same shared roof with the mace. The lo huter tiltel hamace al yide kikar o tinok ela letzarech hamace, because they did not allow the moving of the mace, mukta movement, with a kikar or a tinok or an unmukta item, except letzarech hamace, except for the tzarech of the mace, or the kavod habrios, as we saw, of the chayim that exists because of the mace, because of achronim, and the achronim write the tiltul ben atzad, but one could go ahead and move the mukta to get it away from the kohanim via tiltul ben atzad, meaning we know that this is what's called tiltul ben atzad. The hainu, an example of that would be lahavcho mimita, not directly moving the mace, but to go ahead and roll it via one bed, rolling it over into the next bed. That would be shari letzorech kohanim. That would be okay for the needs of the kohanim, not to be present with the mace. Afilu shalo al yedei kikar v'tinok, even without the kikar and the tinok. Why? Because harehu tiltul minatzad. This would be a classic example of tiltul minatzad, moving a mukta indirectly letzorech makomo. If one needs the place in which the muktzah is occupying, here the kohen needs the place to be able to hang out in his house. So therefore, tiltul min atzad would be a way in which one could move the mace so the kohen could stay in his room, house, and therefore the tzorach makomo. Right, this is tiltul min atzad, the tzorach makomo, this shari that is permissible. We could lekam, like we'll see also coming up in Sif Hei. Umikomakom, however, bottom line, bein bezeh b'chein. He says, whether we're talking about this case, and that which the Rama went and said, continued on to say, that is going to be permissible al yedei eino Yehudi, with a non-Jew, al yedei eino Yehudi, who dafke imakrovin wrote it. He now points out, this is specifically if the relatives allow it, meaning in a situation where it is permissible to move the Kohen, either through Tiltul Min Atzad, or with a non-Jew, as the Rama says, that is only going to be allowed for the sake of the Kohanim if the relatives agree. If the relatives want the mace to remain in the house and do the Tahara there, that's their prerogative. Because there's no bizayin on mace here. Because it's irrelevant to the mace whether the Tahara happens in this house or in a different house. You can't force the relatives to have the mace leave and be removed from their house that the mace is in if they want to do the tahara of the family there. Unless, he says, in lo b'makom sha minag l'say so, unless the minag ha-makom is to take the mace miyad right away, b'makom shemitara, so to a different place where they do the tahara, then yachal l'kufa, then they can force the relatives to have the mace being taken out, take it out of the home in order to immediately, in order for the Kohanim to not have to be there present with the mace. And he says, "Vafilo haya the beis hakneses tachas gag." Even if a shul would be on the same under the same roof, im hamace with the mace, and therefore the Kohen would not be able to enter the shul. Hey, vakhanim mukavin al yedezer. They can't, based on this, leilech beis hakneses. They can't go to shul. Duhu mitzvah, which would be a mitzvah. Even so, mishum dezeru kvod akrovim sheyataru. It's not going to be allowed to go ahead and force the Krovim to have the mace removed so that the Kohen can go into the shul. Because this is the Kavod HaKrovim. This is the Kavod of the living Krovim. Sheyitaru, the Yasu, that they should be able to go ahead and do a Tahara and do the Sarchei HaMace, take care of the needs of the mace, Bivesam, in their home itself. Imlo B'Nefel. Deleka mishum kavod. He says, "Yesh omrin diyecholin lechufo lotzim in abayis b'shvil akonim." He says, "When could you force another scenario where you could force the mishmar says the krovin to have the mace removed in one of the permissible ways in order to prevent the kohanim from having to be in the same room with the mace?" If the mace is a nafel, what's a nafel? A nafel is either a miscarriage or a stillborn or a baby that has yet to reach 30 days old. There, yesh omrin yichul lechofo loitzi min habayis b'shvil lakonim. There you would be allowed to. The alpi ha'ofanim hamavorim l'malei. One of the ways stated above, he says, kol zem esbar medivrei ha'magen avram. This is all spelled out in the magen avram. Nashar achonim v'ayayin. Check out what the Magen Avraham wrote as well regarding this. Now, the basic idea is that these nafels, stillborns, miscarriages, or a baby that has yet to reach 30 days, a nafel, has not yet been halachically established as viable, and therefore there's no halachos of a velus that applies, and therefore, if it's a permissible way to remove the mace so the Kohanim could still be present in that place, especially if you want him, if he needs to be able to go to the shul there or things like that, in that case you'd be able to impose upon the Krovim to remove the Nafel, who happens to have a Tumas mace, but there's no halachos of Avelos that apply. And therefore the Krovim can be forced to allow the Nafel to be removed. Yudalid, the Ramah had said that you could also have a non-Jew remove a mace, not only for a tzarech gadol, like the kohen, the kohen's becoming tamei or being tamei or remaining tamei with a mace present under the same roof, but even letzarech mitzvah. What's the idea? Deshvus deshvus letzarech mitzvah shari. When you have a shvus deshvus, which would be either like a shvus of amir la'akum on top of another shvus, another derabbanan of mukta, so that's a shvus on a shvus. Same thing would be if he was taking me to a Carmelist. It would be a shvus de shvus, a shvus on a shvus, letzorech mitzvah, for a mitzvah which is permissible. Ukid leel, the siman, like we said earlier, okay, in siman, shin zayin, so you could be a yummy guy, in shin, siman shin zayin, sif hey. Check out there. He says, "Letzorech gadol, chashuv gam ken kitzorech mitzvah." He says that a tzorech gadol, a great necessity, is the equivalent of mitzvah. Therefore, shvus v'shvus, the makom tzarech gadol is also going to be okay, and that's why lachish arvi anacha. That's why they allow here. In fact, al yidei any yehudi letzarakon, they allow the mukta movement of the mace for the needs of the kohanim. Why? Because that's the tzarech gadol that the kohanim can remain and not have to worry about any tuma of the mace. V'chein mash from agra that this would be okay based on the principle of shvus to shvus be makom mitzvah. We continue on sif gimel. Yesh misha omer shem nasa. There are those that say the nasan ala meis echad mi kelim shehu lavush, that if you put onto the meis one of the garments that he was wearing when he died, chashuv kenosan kikarotinok, that would be the equivalent of putting a non muksa item like a kikarotinok on the meis, and therefore in the scenarios where you'd be allowed to move a meis with a kikar and a tinok, the equivalent would be also something that the Kohanim, clothes the Kohanim were wearing when it, not the Kohanim, when the mace was wearing, when the mace was wearing when it died. Mr. Brurah Shehu Lavush, Hainu, this means, Shehu Mace Lavush Bo Mitchil, this means that the mace was originally wearing it, the Chol Shekein, and for sure, Im Nasan Alav Shar Kelim, Shehu Malachtan Leheter, and for sure, if you put on it other clothes, that's Malachtan Leheter, non-muktzah at all, that would be okay. That would be the equivalent of putting on the mace non-muktzah items. Okay, you might have said maybe the clothes that the mace died in, maybe that's not considered something separate. But the point is, he was originally wearing it, and then it was subsequently taken off, and now put on him, on top of him, right? So that would be the equivalent of anything else that would be on the mace. The Ber Halacha points out that even though it says Yesh Misha Omer, this is one of those examples where it is clear that clothes which the corpse, which the mace is not currently wearing, those will permit moving the mace like any other non-muksa item, and all opinions would agree with this. Sif Dalid, Yesh Misha Omer, are those that say, Shelo Hitzrichu Kikar Otinok, Ela Lemace Aron. There's an opinion that says this heter of putting a non-muksa item on top of the mace, a kikar or a tinok, it's only required when the mace is unclothed. Aval imhu biksuso, however, if he's wearing his clothes, ein sarach kikar or tinok. So here is very important. The Mishnah here says as follows. Mr. Brewer here says as follows. Look at Tazayin. Bifsif zehosif. In this sif, the Mr. Brewer, the Shulchan Aruch adds, dafilu im a mace lavushbo. Achshav, even if the mace is still wearing those clothes, gam kein mahani, meaning he's wearing the clothes that he died in, that would also be the equivalent of a kikar and tinok, and you wouldn't need a separate non-mukta item. Beis Yosef hikshals out. Beis Yosef says, nah, it doesn't make sense. The lavi aksus batel lagavi, because the aksus, the clothes that he's wearing, that's batel, that is something that is subordinate to the mace, and it can't be viewed as a separate non-mukta entity that's on top of the mace. Magen Avram sheyishvo. Magen Avram tries to explain it. The dafka tachrichin hein betalon itself. The Magen Avram says that specifically tachrichin are considered once the mace dies. The only thing that's considered together with the mace and not viewed as something separate and distinct, that would be his shrouds that he's going to be wearing, you know, in the burial. Sheino asid lefashik, because in the end it's not going to be taken off. However, the clothes that it was wearing when it died, when it was still alive and then died, but it's going to be taken off, eventually those clothes are going to come off. They ain't betailing that's all there, but it's not considered batel to the mace. It's considered a separate, distinct, non-mukta kli shemalakta leheter. And therefore, like a tinok and a kikar, it would enable the mace to be moved wherever a kikar and a tinok would allow a mace to be moved. However, he says, check out the Ber Halacha, that where the Ber Halacha, he says, argues that this is not a sufficient answer, and therefore this approach, Sif Dalid, is not something that is muskam by any means. The Beis Yosef, okay, himself, and here the Yesh Misha Omer is Mamash Yesh Misha Omer, because clearly the Ber Halacha says this would not be the case. you would have to have a kikar tinok if the mace is still wearing its clothes and the clothes have not been taken off. Even if it was wearing these clothes, mechayim, and ultimately will get taken off. Sif hey. Sarech. And before we start, this sif, the Shulchan, going back on what we saw in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Asad moving a mace, even indirectly, for the purpose of protecting it, except in the case of a fire. In the following sif, the Shulchan Aruch discussed indirectly moving a mace for the sake of accessing an item or area that is blocked by it. And we'll see this more discussed later on, tomorrow, or next Yomi day, when we get to Sif Ches. But anyway, in Sarach L'makam HaMeis, or Dabar Shah Meis Munachlav, if one requires the place that the mace is lying on, right, Ola Dabar Shah Meis Munachlav, you need that place, or the place on what the mace is lying upon, Mutter L'Kapel L'Minatzad. You're allowed to go ahead and move the mace indirectly. As we said, an example of that being Dahayin Shahov Chol Mikilamita, that is by rolling it from one bed to the other without directly moving and pushing the actual mace itself. Because this is for the needs of something mutter. And therefore, this is what's called tiltil minatzad, letzorach makoma, which would be okay. But he says, lo atiltil, lo atiru letaltel, al yedei kikar otinok, ela the mace bavad. But in order to move the mace via the placing of a bread or a tinok, that will only be okay for the mace itself. Meaning if there's a fire or the mace is deteriorating, right, and then it's putrid. But not other things, okay, that are going to be usher l'taltel, meaning kikar and tinok, only work by mace. It's not the classic principle of tiltul min atzad. Tiltul min atzad is not specific to mace. Kikar and tinok is specific to a specific kula that they allowed to move a mace, as we'll see inside the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud zayin davar ha mutarhut rot salomar shik. This means to say that the movement is not for the mace itself, shehu aser betiltol, because the mace, moving the mace itself, is aser. You're not going to move the mace. Ella, in other words, moving the mace for the mace itself is going to be aser, unless, right? When are you going to be allowed to move the mace with tiltul min atzad? If you need a place, shehu mutter betiltul, then it will become permissible to move. Sifkat yiches avalo ayed la'el simin shin ches sif hey and mishabru sham sif katan vav. The Shulchan Aruch there states that by means of carrying with a loaf or a child, one can move a kli shavalach to l'iser even for its own protection, which is normally aser. According to that ruling, although absolute muksa is not permitted by this method, except in the case of a mace, the less chamor kli shavalach to l'iser is. Points out the Mishnah Berurah there that many Rishonim and Achronim argue on this and hold that this method applies to the case of a mace alone. However, in a case of a great loss, the Mishnah Berurah says you could use a loaf or a child to move kli she melachto le iser. We now begin sif vav 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 sif vav vav vav. But that's going to have to take place on Sunday, Monday, which Amir Hashem will be live from Tiberias.